My name is Konstam. My parents gave me only one first name, Max. Sometimes they say that I'm one of the founders of the coal and steel community, which then led to the European community and to the present day European Union. That, I think, is not true. The founders of Europe were men like Monet, Frenchman, Schumann, French Minister of Foreign Affairs, Spaak, the Belgian and great leader in those days, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Adenauer, the first Chancellor. They laid the groundwork, and I had the chance of very closely work for Monet, and I was, I must say, wise enough to grab that chance, and that's what I did. And so I was bound to this integration process for my life, and I still am close to it today. Well, at the end of the Second World War, of course, the first thing was hatred. There were no solutions for that problem. There was no breaking that vicious circle unless common responsibilities came into existence. So when on May 9th of 1915 the Schuman Plan became known, I had the immediate feeling, my goodness, there is the solution. I happened to be in London that day. I bought the Times, and I read the Schuman Plan, and I was like struck by lightning. The Schuman Plan proposed to put coal and steel, and coal and steel in those days were still the heart of economic power. And the idea of putting those industries, not only in Germany, but in all the six countries that would participate, under a common authority, which was later called the High Authority and today is called the European Commission, that was a revolutionary new idea. And from a Dutch point of view, it broke that vicious circle, because if you could have a common responsibility and therefore an influence, but no longer on the way in which after the First World War the Versailles Treaty had tried to deal with it, by domination. So no domination, equality as an essential element in order to build structures that were acceptable both to those who at the end were the victors and those who were the losers in the war. So I became a member of the Dutch delegation, and I met Jean Monnet for the first time in my life, and Monnet gave a explanation of what the Schuman Plan exactly would mean, and it was from the first day very clear that his vision was a very wide vision. A vision not just about coal and steel and the need to do something in that respect, but it was a vision about a revolutionary change in the relations between the nations of the continent, or better, of all those nations that were willing to establish that common responsibility, which in other terms means a limitation of your own sovereignty. And then in the summer of 52, the coal and steel community became a reality and settled in Luxembourg to start its work. And just before that happened, Mr. Monnet asked me to join the staff of the coal and steel community, which I accepted, and I became the secretary of the High Authority. It was extremely exciting. I think that everyone who had been in Luxembourg in that summer felt the excitement of starting really a new world. We felt that we were witnessing and working towards a new international order.